Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
This discussion will be concerning perception. But in this discussion, we shall be interacting together to identify what your individual perceptions are of yourselves. For your perception of yourself influences all that you do, and it influences your energy and all that you draw to you. In this discussion, we shall be examining how your perception of yourself influences your individual bubble. Each of you incorporate energy that surrounds you. You are the source, and from you extends an energy. That energy can be likened to a bubble. Therefore, each of you presently is sitting in a bubble. But what does your bubble look like? Mm-hmm. And how is your bubble being expressed? For this bubble is a magnetic bubble. Therefore, it pulls to in every direction whatever matches it in any form. This is the reason that objective imagery is very abstract. For one subject of energy can pull to it hundreds and hundreds of experiences and actions that match it. One stream can create thousands of actions and manifestations. You being the source of this bubble is very important, for how you perceive yourself is what type of energy you will be projecting. Therefore, if you are distressed with yourself, if you are uncomfortable with yourself, if you generate issues with certain aspects of yourself, that influences your bubble. And that influences what you present in your experiences. In our previous group interaction, I expressed information concerning energy and how powerful it is, and that you generate a continuous, every moment, stream of energy. And in many, many, many moments, you are not aware of what you are doing. And for that reason, you become confused and you ask questions, why does this occur to me? Why is this happening to me? Why it is happening to you is concerning your bubble and what it is pulling to it. And you are the source of that. Now, we shall begin, and each individual shall be interactive with myself in identifying each of your bubbles. And we shall begin with you.
I'm Elizabeth. Dina, and my perception is that I combine creativity with several ways of transfers, and what I exactly percept is that the main part is still before me.
Do you perceive yourself to be intelligent?
Yes.
Do you perceive yourself to be attractive?
Yes.
Do you perceive yourself to be a nice individual?
Most of the time.
Do you perceive yourself to be considerate?
Yes.
Do you perceive yourself to be interactive?
Yes, very often.
And do you perceive yourself to being good?
Yes.
And are you comfortable with yourself?
Most of the time.
Are you comfortable with your body?
Yes.
Very well. Are you satisfied?
Three quarters.
Very well. Same questions.
Well, there's so much that I perceive at the moment.
As you all do.
I perceive myself very interested at the moment, very, in one kind, very relaxed, and in the other way, or very excited. And I perceive myself very curious at the moment.
But in general, do you perceive yourself to be a nice individual?
Yes.
A good individual?
Yes.
Are you satisfied?
Most of the time.
Are you comfortable?
Yes.
Do you perceive yourself to be easily interactive with other individuals?
Yes.
Therefore, generally, you would perceive yourself to be a good individual and happy.
Yeah.
Very well. Same question.
Yes, my bubble expresses at the moment quite comfort and satisfaction about myself, but this bubble is shrinking because I feel this is a simple manner to express having comfort and satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. That is quite exposing. Thank you. And you?
I'm Eric Polenko. I perceive myself as outwardly quiet energy, but inwardly somewhat questioning, curious, and not liking to be on the spot. So I guess it has to do with preferences, perhaps to interact with smaller groups rather than big groups.
Yes. And do you perceive that to being acceptable?
Yes, at the moment, yes.
And are you comfortable?
Right now, I will be more comfortable the moment it comes to you.
You move to the next individual. Are you satisfied with yourself?
I see that being satisfied is not being in movement, so I do not consider myself to be entirely satisfied.
Very well.
I'll say I am mostly satisfied, I think I'm aware of the areas in which I'm not satisfied or less than satisfied. I don't always know what to do about them other than accept them, and that I don't have to like them, so not opposing myself as much as I used to.
Very well. And are you comfortable?
Mostly, I would guess and say that the comfortableness has to do with how satisfied I am in the moment.
Yes. You are quite correct. And you?
My name is Hans. At the moment, I'm a little bit nervous. Speak English with you. And I thought about me, my English is not so good. Talk with you.
It is quite acceptable, my friend.
Thank you. Those are my impressions at the moment.
But in general, in your terms, in your life, when you view yourself, are you satisfied as yourself? And are you comfortable with yourself?
Sometimes. Not so very often.
Very well. And you?
Yes, Jens. I must be a nice person, so. Very young. Teddy bear and this is not the question, but the attractiveness, for example, this is a big issue for me because my weight exploded 7 years ago in a very short period, and I'm still not happy with it. I wouldn't say that I'm really satisfied with myself and comfortable. In some aspects, yes, but in many aspects, no.
And you?
My name is Christoph, and I'm not always satisfied with myself. Sometimes I'm happy, but sometimes I think I make mistakes, and then I beat me up. And that can be quite hard sometimes. I think I'm a bit an outsider. I can relate to people, I can relate maybe easy to people, but it needs for me an effort to do it, and I'm pretty happy with myself most of the time. Earlier in my life I had the feeling that I have to relate to people, and your information helped me much to be more on my for me and alone, and my life changed in that respect that I can be alone, and that is quite good for me.
Very good. And you?
My name is Angelica. I like to see all the miracles in the bubble. I just see great.
Are you satisfied?
Yes, and I feel good.
Yeah. And you are comfortable.
Yeah.
And you?
My name is Mark. I'm quite satisfied and happy with what I create outside, what is going in reality from what I create. But I really do not know how I do it, and I would like to learn how to do it conscious, and I know really can use it as using a hammer, and that's what I cannot do today, and that's why I'm not satisfied with that part.
That is what we are discussing. Please bubble. And you?
Me?
Yes.
I'm Alina. I'm happy only when I'm alone. Most of the time, or my family. But not so much in with people for a short time, but this is not the most of satisfaction. And aging is a problem. I cannot see how one can take aging as positive. And I think I'm not satisfied quite with my knowing. I'm aware that I don't know enough.
Very well. And you?
I'm Margaret from France, and I'm feeling happy most of the time, but I'm changing often my way of thinking. I like opposite. So if I say I'm happy, in 2 seconds I will be unhappy. I'm comfortable.
Very well. And you?
I'm Elizabeth, and I think I'm pretty satisfied with my life and with myself, but I think I have some difficulty to pay attention to what I want and what I create and what I about my interaction with the other people. I think I have opposition, and I don't take care, I don't pay enough attention to my bullying, my conscience.
Very well. And you?
My name is Jean-Baptiste from France, and I'm satisfied most of the time also with what I create, but satisfied does not mean that I'm always comfortable with what I create, because I incorporate a curiosity toward every aspect of consciousness, and at times it's aspects that I consider myself to be bad or to be politically correct or stuff like that, but I will nonetheless go and explore them because I find it interesting.
Very well, and you?
I'm Eric from France. I perceive myself as a good person, a happy person most of the time. I'm really, really curious about the functioning of the bubble, how it works, so it explains why I'm a scientific perception about quantum relativity, physics, to really understand how this bubble contracts, expands, how it works.
Very well, and are you satisfied with yourself?
Not about myself?
Yes.
Honestly, not at the beginning, but years after years, I feel a kind of expressedness in relation with my consciousness. That is linked with my studies about physics. In fact, if I don't work physics to understand the functioning of the level, I'm not happy.
Ah, very well. And you?
My name is Marina from Germany, and I'm very nervous.
I think I noticed my happiness and my comfortableness depend very, very strong upon the situation, upon the people, on how I perceive it, and I'm very curious about this session because I very, very often cry why I am matched to such situations, to such people, to such a response. And my happiness depends on what I perceive and what I observe, and so really I'm curious about it.
Very well. And you?
I'm Gina. I'm German, or rather Bavarian, and I partially live in the States and Germany. And I know that I'm a spirit being in a physical body, but when I look at my life on the outer, I'm quite satisfied. I think I'm okay. And I'm generally speaking a happy camper. But when I truly look at my life, it has been out of balance in two ways. One is there is no love life, and the other is I put on 60 or 70 pounds since my husband died. So just recently I discovered through one of your teachings about this emotion being a communication, and then identify the feeling and then go beyond the feeling. So what came out of that was that I wasn't worthy of being loved, and I wasn't good enough. So if you can tell me how I can get rid of those two things, I'm going to be a more happy
today. And dear?
My name is Bridgie, and yes, I try to translate all things to differences and so many information. What I want to say is I'm very happy to be me, myself, and here, and I'm satisfied with myself, and it's all good. I have one question since long, after to get a knowing about what creativity is really. To be a creator, you know, if you, I'm Sumari, you know, they are like I'm a painter, not a painter from outside, and put something, but if we are talking about energy, I want to know how to do it, you know.
Very well, thank you.
Can I meet you, Mila? And I don't feel very comfortable because I don't like to sit before other people. And, and I don't feel comfortable because I'm creating things by combination. I'm creating myself.
Yeah. Very well. And you?
And John, I live in France. I don't consider myself a bigger person because those terms, good and bad, have lost a lot of meaning for me. I try not to do harm, and I try to treat others the way I want to be treated. In general, I'm becoming more and more satisfied thanks to teachings of yourself and other spirits. I'm analytical. I see my bubble as being playful, analytical. My emotional intelligence is not as developed as my mental intelligence, and I'm still exploring and making progress there. I'd say I'm very pleased, very satisfied, very happy, delighted with some of the miraculous things I create in my reality, and I'm impatient and puzzled why I can't create those other, use that creativity and success in other areas. I've been nearsighted since I was 15, and if I can create miracles in my job and in my relationships, how come I haven't been able to solve my nearsightedness? I also have some issues with aging. I don't like having a playful, lively spirit in a body that is 57 years old with less energy and less flexibility than I had than when I was 20. So that's something I would like to explore and have more creativity in. But thanks to you and others, I have lots of hope, lots of excitement, and look forward to learning more things and experimenting, etc.
Very well. And you?
Yeah. When my bubble is not in automatic mode, I like change and I hate change. And this is somehow interesting.
You are satisfied and you are not satisfied. And you?
Yes.
My name is Martin, I'm from Germany, and my Bible I will describe as a big change in the last years, but I don't know the direction, and I am questioning all of my life and life generally. And, yeah.
And are you satisfied?
All.
And are you comfortable?
No, not really.
Very well. And you?
My name is Eric. I'm the third Eric from Germany. I think I'm satisfied three quarters. Very seldom I'm happy. There are only very seldom moments that I feel really happy. I think I'm comfortable in my. My self-perception is that I have very much of life in myself, and only very few get out. And even if I show it, sometimes people recognize it, sometimes people that's my self-perception. So isolation is a theme for me, even in the philosophy of liar. And I don't know exactly what bubble means. I'm not only unclear. What is it exactly?
A bubble?
Yeah.
Would it be if you blow into a hoop, a circle with soap. And you blow a bubble.
Yeah.
And you can see through the bubble.
Yeah.
This is
something like
yes. This
okay.
is your bubble. That surrounds you, which is your energy. And you?
My name is Jose, and I'm very satisfied with my bubble and with the movement I am doing with my bubble and the exciting exploring the reality. And at the moment, I am enjoying my bonohippies. Because it's not necessary to communicate so much. And I'm enjoying to be quiet.
And you?
My name is Ingeborg Cardino. And about 2 years ago, I like to move up my bubble. And I'm very satisfied to be very strong connected with my inner voice. And I like my exercises to create things like I like to have to be. And I have also learned my lessons about that I sometimes create things I don't like to have. And to know it's about me to change things.
Very well, thank you.
And you messed up my recording equipment in the last minute. Everything was fine when Mary was there. Now it's gone. Well, in general, I'm satisfied with what I've created. Now I think my awareness is somewhat broadening and things are becoming, at least for the objective awareness, confusing. Apart from that, I perceive myself as quite different.
Very well. And you?
My name is Mark. I live in Stockholm now. My bubble would be somewhat shielding, but also curious, adventurous at times, somewhat comfortable, but also accepting not being comfortable, and hopefully that will neutralize the non-comfortableness, maybe soften the body.
Very well. And you?
My name is Elizabeth. I don't feel very comfortable if I have to speak in front of so many people. I most time I feel comfortable with my friends.
And satisfied?
Yes.
Very well. And you?
Well, up until about 10 days ago, I was just perfect, and then I went somewhere, Florida, and it just did a job on me, and I just shut right down like a clam. And ever since then, I've been trying to open back up again, because that's what I prefer. And it feels much, much more comfortable, but I'm finding that the... I don't even know if I'm answering the question, actually. Am I?
The question is, how do you perceive yourself?
Naturally, very open and quite funny and playful, definitely. Intuitive. Yes, that's how it is naturally.
And are you satisfied with yourself?
Yes.
And are you comfortable with yourself?
At the moment, no. But I'm sure it'll pass.
Now, you have all